I spent the summer learning Sefer Yeshaya, which a lot of people asked me over and over again. There's nothing else that you would want to learn other than Yeshaya. But I have to tell you that one of the beautiful things about Yeshaya is that you step into a book that feels so much like the world we live in to this day. Right now, you look outside and you say, okay, maybe you get a rewind a year and go pre-COVID, but you look and say, we live in an affluent society, things are pretty good for many people, life's wonderful, I want to be a frum Jew, that's great, I could do whatever I want, nobody bothers me. That's the attitude and that's the culture that we live in. And so I think that what I found unreal about Yeshaya was that he nails it, because he looks at the Jewish people at the time, not of Churban Bayis Risho, not the destruction of the first temple like Yirmiyahu, who looks at the world in shambles, but he looks at a world and says, we're in a good place. And then everything seems to crumble. And that's what Yeshaya deals with over and over and over again. He looks at the erosion of society, and he sees the destruction. The destruction that he sees is not imminent. It's not Yirmiyahu looking and saying, Bavel is here and they're going to destroy us. No. What he sees is that on the horizon, there are dark days. And Yeshaya identifies what's the problem. He says, you want to know what the problem is? The problem is that when we look at what's going on, we don't get it. We don't get it. What don't we get? People's emphasis is on their pocketbooks. People's emphasis is on their portfolios. People's emphasis is on their home. And religious experience is something that while they do it, it's surface level. The Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, Korbanos, all of that presents a gift. It's a gift to the Jewish people. But the problem with this gift is, it's so easy to look at it and make it into something that is simply a rite of passage, a check mark on my week. I have to bring a korban. Check. I have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Check. But where's the heart? Where's the feeling? Where's the soul? Yeshaya says, why do I need so many korbanos? What do you offer me in these korbanos? It's just words. It's just actions. It's absent the feeling. Vayikra goes through the delicate process of bringing a korban. There's a lot that goes into bringing korbanos. And you can spend hours going over the intricacies of bringing a korban. But there is one nekuda, there is one point in korbanos that if you don't have, you don't have anything. The purpose of a korban is lehakriv, to bring me close. If it's just going through the motions, if that's all I'm doing, my korban will be a waste. Yeshaya looks at the Jewish people and says, I need you to take a look in the mirror, because that's where you are. You've done everything that you need to do, and yet there is no hope, because down the road, destruction lies for the very simple reason. There's no heart. There's no soul. You're just doing the actions. I think that that message is so true today. How many of us were from, but we're from more in action than in our heart. Yes, we do all the right things. We do everything that we need to. Our checklists are always checked off. But I ask, Where's the heart? Where's the soul? Where's the feeling? Where's the goal of Lehakriv? That, says Yeshaya, is the gift of the Mikdash. That, says Yeshaya, is the gift of everything we have. It's a simple question. Will you dial in? Will you make sure that your heart is attuned and your soul is yearning? And if you have that, it is so powerful. If you don't have that, lo aleinu. Have a great day.